I'm in the N38, motherfucking. Let me tell you, it's hot as June, general. I be some bitch.
Ain't it June?
When this come out, it'll be July.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Summer will officially start it.
Yeah, that's right.
And for the hot boys and the hot girls out there, you can always come by www.watchforthenumber4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel.
Watch for that song.
Oh, yeah. If you over the age of 38, you should know that song. But also, this show is sponsored by Watch for the Hook Apparel. And we just want y'all to know, we appreciate your support. Come on by, check us out. We just ran it by you one more time. www.watchforthenumber4thehook.com. We got a good sale going on, too. It's hot, so we had to bring the prices down to cool y'all off.
Why you every time I bring the price down? Did you hear my ankle pop?
Yeah, you getting old, player.
It hurts.
Yeah, you getting old. Bad. She's sitting up here recording. Her damn leg done pop.
Ankle.
Well, for those that's tuning in, you are once again on the Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. On the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
All right, Ms. Parker. Hey, let's get to it. So, me and Ms. Parker are going to dwell and delve and jump off the cliff on the subject about, are you the business owner that people are looking for?
Mm.
So, that's a hard question. And the answer may be even harder if you being real with yourself as a business owner. And so, you know, a lot of things have come our way since 2019. And, you know, for us, we've tackled most of them head on. You know, we always try to be upfront, transparent with, you know, the things that we do. We're not just dealing in one area of business. Like I said, we're entrepreneurs. We got businesses in retail and apparel.
Yeah.
We also got a podcast business.
That's right.
We also got real estate business.
Yeah.
And so in each one of those phases, we're still business owners, but
in different capacities.
She took the words right out of my mouth. Sure, I knew how I was going, but it's in different capacities for each one.
And they're similar, but very different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even the expectations are different.
Oh, yeah. Expectation standards. Yeah.
And so when we're
levels of reciprocation.
That part too. And so we're talking about, you know, are you the business owner that people are looking for? You know, as a business owner, you're putting yourself out there and you're trying to attract a certain type of customer, a certain type of business partner possibly, or even a certain type of individual who wants to reciprocate and say, I want to fool with you.
Right.
Those areas are very different.
Yes.
And when you can put yourself out there, sometimes it can be a lonely block to sit on. Because you'll be like, man, where are the like-minded individuals like me, myself, and I?
Yeah.
And sometimes you might have to ask yourself that question more than once.
Yep. Out loud to yourself in front of the mirror in the just to see, like, is the response the same?
And you ask yourself that question because you need more than just you to make it.
Yeah, you do.
Like a lot of these people don't understand, most business entities have lots of business partners who have partnered and ventured with them, who have basically co-signed that they're good to work with or good to work for, or even just said, hey, man, come tag along with me and see what's going on my end and see if we can't learn something from each other.
Yeah.
That right there, just for Black business owners, that's the biggest part right there to me, is for us to learn from each other in a positive way. Now, we've been honest and talked about, you know, some of the bad missteps and, you know, that's the hooks and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when we talk about, are you the business owner people are looking for, are you the person they come to for advice? Even if they're the person that's, let's say, not even in business.
Right.
If they're looking to start a prospective business, would you be the one they come talk to? Because what are you putting out there for them to think that you had a capacity to help them?
Or you have the knowledge to be able to help them. Or you have the reach to be able to help them. Those are all different things.
And you took the word right out of my mouth. Each one of those is a different branch.
Those are all different.
Because you can have reach and not know shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a discussion the other day. We was talking about somebody like, hey, do we think we could reach out to this person? You was like, I don't get their reach. I don't think it's for us. It's like reach. They're like, their reach doesn't apply to what we're doing.
Right, right, right.
Even though they got a following.
Right, they have a following, but it's for like that specific thing.
Yeah, you're like, the reach isn't for
it
us.
It ain't, yeah.
So even on that aspect, like, okay, that's not going to work. Then another aspect is, if you don't have the reach, do you have the knowledge?
Yeah.
What are you putting out there to let people know you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Because a lot of things are just like in the world of research, you know, translational. That means it's crossing boundaries, it's crossing paths. Even within our world, you know, is it you could say, you know, cross training. That doesn't mean you have to do it. That just means you may understand how to do it, you know, in the case.
Yeah.
That it needs to be done. You don't do it, but you have the knowledge and the foundation for it to be done. Or you may actually know the other people that know how to do it.
Yeah. Like our knowledge in retail and apparel, I would say fast exudes our knowledge in real estate.
Yeah.
The thing was, the real estate hit first.
It did.
The real estate hit, and then we had to what? Learn on the fly.
Yeah, we had to learn on the fly with that.
Because with the real estate, we were deemed responsible enough to accept a amount of money from a financial institution with them understanding, oh, these people gonna know what they're doing to pay us back.
Yeah, or their intent is to not squander it.
Exactly. So they looked at us and said, oh, based on your history of taking care of your business.
That's what I was about to say, your past history now.
As a man and a woman, as a couple, y'all are financially responsible people that we see. Oh, and then you have a property that says, oh, once it starts this, it can do this, this, and that. So based on history and then their assumptions of moving forward,
right,
we were able to secure that loan. Which means at that point, we gained a knowledge of what we needed to do then.
Yeah.
And also going forward.
Yeah, if you want to duplicate it.
Exactly. So now we got the knowledge.
Yeah. Now the knowledge.
And like I said, we already had the knowledge and the understanding of retail. Then we flipped that in 2022, started this podcast.
Right.
And we have learned based off these two other branches we just talked about, how to bring those in to show our knowledge together, even using the podcast. Right?
I wouldn't even say to show. I would say to showcase.
Okay, showcase. Yeah, I like that because, you know, that's putting on display.
Yeah. So
I got you. I got you.
Because that's what you're doing. You're being transparent. And that's what we talk about all the time. You're pulling back the curtains. And we are just like showcasing.
Showcasing what we've learned, what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And what we expect to do in the future.
Our failures.
Hey, boy, looks.
Yeah.
Hey, for anybody out there that summer is tearing their ass up, believe me, we understand. You
done got me.
We took two pieces and a biscuit during the month of June. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm going to tell you, hey, go back to our, we had an episode called Hanging On. Hang on.
Child, fingertips. Purple.
Hey, we gripping it. I'm talking about gripping it like ain't no tomorrow. We gripping it because we gripping it like it's a hole in the spaceship and gravity is trying to suck us out. We are gripping it.
Yeah, fingertips purple.
But we telling y'all the honest truth because that's just how the world is.
Yeah.
And as being business owners, we tell you all the time, it's like a heartbeat. It's going to be up and down, up and down, up and down. If you think being a business owner is a straight climb, you're gladly mistaken.
Well, I mean, if you were able to secure that very first small $1 million personal loan from your father, then maybe it is straightforward.
Well, hell, that somebody said he broke too. I mean, he did file chapter 11, 4, 5, 7, 7, 13, 11. I don't know. He filed a bunch of chapters that ain't good, but somehow he still got some money. So
still going.
Yeah, we'll let that roll. But like back to what we was talking about, when you're talking about being the business owner that people are looking for, It's also going to come back to what you actually put out there as well.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people a lot of times, everything that's said ain't meant to be heard or seen.
Mm.
Sometimes you got to just be like, man, listen, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm a social media ham. I see a bunch of shit and I want to let loose. And I be like,
ain't even worth it. Sometimes you have to go and edit your own post. Like, you know what? It's going to come off a little.
Yeah. It's part of the chicken a few times about that.
Yeah.
But then also, you got to be honest. You're human.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the main thing about business owner. You got to understand, you're human. If you think that being in business will not affect you mentally,
emotionally,
physically, and spiritually, you are sadly mistaken.
And you're probably not in business.
Or you should not get in business.
Right. Because you may not be able to handle it.
I'm telling you. But listen, we ain't got to tell you what you heard. We going to tell you what we seen.
Right. What a know.
We started in 2019. So a lot of folks we talked to in 2019.
They ain't even here.
They ain't even around.
No, they gone.
They gone. Now, has it been a struggle for us? Shit, yeah.
Absolutely. We ain't had no small $1 million.
You know, have we had the grit and bear? Yes. Have we had the door slammed in our face? Yes. Have we been turned down? Yes.
I'm pretty sure we'll have some more doors slammed in our face. We'll be turned down some more for other things. I mean, it's just going to happen.
What was that line you heard over the weekend, this past week while you and Tay was out? The one that says failure, something about failure. You said
fail fast.
That's it. Fail fast. Yeah.
Fail fast.
Yeah, fail fast. Because one thing about it, if you fail fast, you can get back up quicker.
That's the whole point of failing fast. The longer you stay down there, the longer you waddle in your failure. The quicker you get up after that failure happens, the faster you get back to making things, you know, right. So just fail fast. If you fall, get your ass back up real quick.
And that's what some people may be looking at you as a business owner. They want to be like, oh man, I remember you was up. Mm-hmm. But what happened when you was down? How long did you stay down?
Right.
Because they might be like, man, it took you 7 months to get back up when they thought you should have took two.
Right.
But then that's also, listen, hindsight could be 20/20. They just might not know how hard you got knocked down.
Yeah.
Because what looked like an easy blow to them is a death blow to some businesses.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure, like, I want it perfectly clear that failing fast and the length of time it takes you to get back up does not equate to you taking a break. That's not the same.
Yes. You sitting around doing nothing does not attribute to the knockdown.
No.
When you get knocked down, get up. Now, if you get knocked down, you sit around and lick your wound.
Wallowing
and decide, and got to look and say, Lord, I think I need to make some life-changing decisions. Lord, this may not be for me. I tried once and I failed once. This ain't what I thought it was going to be. Let me take some time to step away and reevaluate myself and see if I'm built for this.
Right. That's taking a break.
Before you even signed up, you need to know if you built for this shit or not.
Yeah.
But look, me and Ms. Parker, she's told me, and I ain't mentioned no words. She said, piss or get off the pot.
That's what I said.
So that means at that moment that I said, I'm rocking and rolling, that means I'm built for this.
Yep.
That means I'm going to take everything that's coming with me.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the horrible.
Yep.
What's ugly is ugly, but horrible. With an A. Horrible.
It'll tear it on.
Horrible will fuck your world up.
Yeah. No, did we get off topic?
No. We're still on being the business owner. You want to be the business owner that people are looking for because you got to keep it a buck. They got to see that you've been through something. Because listen, every business did not have a productive business day every day.
Okay, but even with, now I'm playing devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Even with saying, they have to see that you've been through something. Just like I said, there's a difference between a fast failure and taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between going through something, being through something, having been through something, and whining. And some people may say whining is just, simply expressing. That's fair. I'll let you have that. But I'm like, there's a difference. You know what I'm saying?
But also, in the frame of quote unquote whining, where's your solution? That's what good business owners find. They find the solution. They have a problem.
Yeah.
In the midst of talking through that problem, what are me and you doing? We're looking for the solution.
Yeah, looking for a solution, some type of resolution.
So
that will define having been through something. Been is past tense.
Yes.
Which means you have come out of that.
Yes.
Whining is very much to me
mm-hmm.
present tense. As if I'm going to air quote the term complaining or air quote venting about stuff that's going on right now that isn't necessarily going my way.
But who, and in the phrase, of, in a realm of that venting, who are you venting to?
It's for people, depending upon the platform that you're venting on and the audience on those platforms that you technically are venting to. Are you venting to those people? Which is the case of your whining? You whining to those people that you're whining about?
Because in the case of the quote unquote being a whiny business owner, you need to be whining to business owners.
I would think so, instead of whining to your patrons or customers.
If
right?
you just whining to the general public.
Just whining.
They can be like, they can't relate to that.
No.
Now
they see that as negative.
Yeah, they see that as, what the fuck wrong with you?
Right. Right. What you mad about now?
Exactly. Because remember, you superhuman.
Right.
Business owners are basically superhuman.
Right. So when you put out something, as you say, I'm being transparent, I'm being honest to the general public, the GP, it's coming off as whining, complaining, moaning, groaning, or just downright being negative. And
they're
that's
like, what's wrong with you now?
Right. So you have to make sure that when you're putting shit out there, that it's not coming across as negative. You may have to flip or spin the narrative. And these are conversations that you and I have had.
Oh, all the time.
About like a post that could be taken as negative. If you look at it from the left side or the right side.
Exactly.
Either way, it could be perceived as something negative. And that's not what you want. Like, so you're going to go whine to your audience about the lack of engagement from said audience.
And they're going to be like,
what kind of shit is that?
They're going to be like, oh.
What you whining me for? Yeah. I don't know you shit.
Yeah. I don't know what you're going through.
I don't, at least.
Because I don't own a
business. I didn't sign up for this.
No, I just
signed up for this.
Yeah. You signed up to be a business owner. Like I've said, most business owners have to be halfway crazy.
Yeah.
Because you are putting yourself out there to take on all the ridicule, all the expressions,
yep.
all the interpretations
yep.
of whatever
perception.
You say or do, and try to make a dollar figure, positive dollar figure from that.
Yep.
And that's it. And that's a hard chore. I mean, right now, you can look at just right now in the retail world, there are companies around the world folding up left and right.
All day, every day.
Studying their doors. So-and-so been in business for 87 years. They closed 6,000 locations.
Yep.
Retail out of business. Another store closing 400 locations. Online is killing the in-person stores.
E-commerce.
And you're like, how do you make it in that realm? But as a retail e-commerce business, you're like, that's them. That's not me. I have to keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
I have to keep trying to find my loyal customers to keep them happy. And find new customers. And find new
you
people
to spread
the word.
You have to secure new customers.
And for those new customers, we like to say, we got that Dreamers Tea rolling out of here right here now. www.watch4thehook.com. Come by and get that dreamer's tea. When you look at things like that, you can almost, when you see something shuddering and closing the doors, you can almost take that as a negative.
Yeah.
And you could also take that as, man, I think I'm in the wrong business. But that's anything in life. You know, you can look at any aspect of the game. You can say, oh, well, I'm a school teacher per se. Well, if you're a school teacher in public schools, you see the systems is under attack.
Right.
Does that mean you don't still want to be a school teacher? That's up to you.
Right.
That's, but you know what you signed up for. Yeah. Just like us, as business owners, we know what we signed up for.
Right.
We signed up for bad times. We signed up for the good times. We signed up for the ridicule. We signed up for the, what the hell y'all doing?
Right, right, right. What y'all doing now?
Exactly. That's part of when we talking about, are you the business owner people are looking for?
Yeah.
They have to see that you have been through things, you've worked through things, you've grown a little bit. Maybe a lot, but maybe you just hit it big. Because sometimes.
Yeah, that happens.
That happens.
Not all the time. And kudos to those that it happened to.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's not the norm.
No, it's a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to always be a constant struggle. And so people are looking at you to see how much fight you actually have in you.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, some people, they took that one good punch. They got it though. They was like, this took me down. And I don't know if this for me. And I started rethinking my life strategy.
Yep.
Or questioning
or
myself.
Yeah, or maybe they're like, at that point, I'm going to take a break.
And one thing we've seen in a lot of people that take breaks,
they don't come back.
She said it right there. They don't come back.
There's a difference between figuring out a way or a path to de-stress, right?
We talked about that too. Check out that episode.
Yeah, that was an episode. De-stressing versus taking that hiatus that sometimes leads to permanency.
Yeah, because if you're a company, an online company, and you've got a social media presence, and you disappear for 6 months, when you come back, that audience may not come back for you.
You have to come back with, you know, and gain that momentum back. The hardest thing about starting is starting.
Yes.
And once you get that momentum going and you stop, the now hardest part is going to be to get that momentum back.
And the main thing about going is to not stop going.
Yeah. It's to keep going. Keep that momentum.
Yeah, because momentum is going. It's moving in a direction. That's what momentum is. Either forward or backwards. Momentum is the motion of moving. If you are not moving, you're not, you have no momentum.
Ain't that like kinetic energy or something?
Yeah, yeah. Kinetic energy is positive energy. And if you're not moving, then that means you're still.
Yeah.
If you are still,
you're stagnant.
That part too. And then becomes, after still and stagnant, becomes what? Finished.
Stale. Still stagnant, stale.
Yeah, you're finished. You're not doing anything. Nope. That means you walked away.
That's true.
And a lot of people walk away from something far too soon. I get it. Listen, we don't know everybody's story.
Nope.
Can't tell you what your criteria was for starting your business, getting your
business. What your why was, anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Remember,
that was an episode.
We got two of those episodes. What is a why? Y'all should check out both of those. A lot of people would never know your story because hardly anybody would know the work they went in.
Yep.
But it's not their business to know the work. You know why? Nobody cares about the work hardly. They care about the product.
That's
don't
true.
Have a product if you're not in business. You don't have a product if you're not having any momentum. You don't have a product if you're not moving. You don't have a product if you're not talking to people. You don't have a product if you're not visible. You don't have a product if you're not accessible. You don't have a product if you're not meaningful Well, no, I take that back because there's a lot of shit out there that ain't meaningful and it's a product.
Yeah.
So I'll pull that back. Let me pull that back. Let me see if you pull that back.
Purposeful?
Yeah, purposeful.
That too. That may be a sketchy.
Yeah, that too. But what I'm saying is, you can be a lot of things to people that's watching you as a business owner. But if you are not there and they can't see you or find you, you're not in business.
I think you just wrapped us up.
Well, on the end of that, stay visible, stay moving, stay positive. And when you feel like you got to say something, always remember, I can let you know a little bit or I can let you know a lot. We'll catch y'all next time.